Welcome back to the Flatback 4 podcast. This episode we rank our top 10 wingers in the Premier League. First place in each top 10 gets 10 points, second place gets 9 points, third place gets 8 points and so on. Stay tuned for a heated debate between Dixon and Kenna regarding Ryan Giggs and Eden Hazard. Okay lads, we move on to our top 10 wingers and wide men that we've ever seen in the Premier League. Hopefully you've listened to the first one on top 10 midfielders and top 10 strikers. So we've all done a list of 10. And over the course of our four top 10s, a total of 14 players were picked, which I was surprised on. I thought this was actually the hardest list to do. But only 14 players were picked over. I thought there'd be a lot more than that. But we'll start off with players who didn't get any votes. I'll throw out a few names here that are usually in the top 20 or top 25 names you'll hear in if you search it on Google. So Joe Cole got no votes. Nani, Kewell, McManaman, Ginola. I have Walcott written down, but I don't know why I have him written down. We can't talk too much about them. I had Joe Cole written down for number 10 and I took him out. I really like Joe Cole, but yeah, we'll move on to the votes and things like that, lads. But yeah, I think Ginola, McManaman, I don't think we were too early for us, lads. What do you think?
Same with Overmars. Yeah. So I think, you know, Overmars would have definitely got into our 10 if, you know, we've seen him properly. The only clips. Yeah.
No, definitely. If lads who were in their kind of prime or kind of left just at maybe late 90s or early 2000s, I don't think we'd have him in our list. But we'll move on. We move on, lads, right? The first player we talk about, he was in number 10 on Chrissy's list. We will all actually have good memories of him. Which is strange for the four of us, but it's because he's Irish. It's Damien Duff. Chris, you had him in. Are you surprised none of us had him in? Do you think he's underrated by yourselves?
Yeah, I just thought there was maybe one or two other players that lads might have put in, but I always loved watching Damien Duff. And it is based on Premier League players that we love to watch or the best we've seen. So, yes. You know, watching Duff go down the wing, all the different tricks, I thought he was really underrated in the Premier League. I always thought if he was English, maybe he would have got more credit. Because England at times, I know Beckham was there, but for a long time, they actually didn't have any great wingers in the England national squad. And I actually thought that we had a golden one at Damien Duff. And I think he proved that over his time at Blackburn and Chelsea. Really exciting player, great to watch. And, you know, that kind of exciting winger. I had to put him in, and I don't regret putting him in. Maybe he didn't put him in, but for me, he was top class, and I loved watching him.
Kenny, you would have good memories of him, but you didn't have him in. Was he close?
Great memories, yeah, very close. Number 11 for me, very close call. Great player. What he did at Chelsea, amazing. Him and Drogba, various trio up the top. So great memories of Duff, great memories of Ireland. Especially with Chelsea, though, as well. Amazing.
Of course, yeah. And we move on. Another player who just got 1 point as well. Kenny, he was actually number 10 on your list. Yeah. I remember him being the master of the late run. He was kind of maybe underrated in that invincible side. Freddie Ljungberg, you were obviously a big fan, Kenny.
Yeah, no, Ljungberg, as you say, the master of the late run, lad. You know, you look at his stats and stuff like that, you know, 48 goals, 29 assists in 241 games. But he was such a key part to Henri and Pires there. He made those late dart runs that caused a lot of trouble for the defence. He scored in big games against the big side, United's, Chelsea's, Liverpool's. I'm sure you can remember a couple there, Daly and Chrissy. You know, I remember him scoring a couple as well against us in the FA Cup final. But very underrated. I just thought for his period at Arsenal, what he did, and in that team, he really did do a lot of great work. And he had to be in for me.
Dixon, have you heard any names that you're thinking, oh, I should have had him in?
Not so far now. They're both names I had down, but scratched them off quite early, I think. I love Duff, obviously, for many reasons. And Ljungberg, I wasn't a huge fan of Ljungberg, actually, to be honest, back in the day. I never thought he was the best technically or physically, but like I said, just knew where to be at the right place, right time. I'm sure Arsenal fans will disagree with me on that one. There were two names that came to mind, all right, but just didn't make the cut.
Yeah, he's definitely on the short list. He obviously just made Kenny's team in 10th place. But the next player who finished in 12th position overall. He was only in one player's, it's only one person's 11. He was number 9. Ken, I think if this was based on Arjen Robben's full career, I think he'd be in all of our top 10s, but you had him in, obviously. Do you think we're mad not to have him in?
I can understand why, but I think that he was a difference maker in that Chelsea team and back-to-back titles, taking it away from United. And, you know, he won certain awards as well that people would forget, like 2 titles, FA Cup, 2 League Cups, Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year, Team of the Year as well. I just thought he was a real difference maker in that Chelsea side. He took game by the scruff of the neck. So I can understand he was only there for a short period, but in that short period, he's shown year in, year out, and he just had that class, lad. I couldn't leave Robin out.
Yeah, fair enough. I think he was, you'd probably disagree with me, Kenneth, but I think he was on the way to becoming what an absolutely brilliant player, which he was at Bayern. I don't think he was quite at that level at Chelsea, and look, he won a lot of things, but that's the reason I didn't have him in.
Well, I disagree in way, and I agree in another way. I do think he was at a great level, he was going to stardom from Chelsea, but he was still world class at Chelsea. I think he was better than Duff and Cole, but he was a key factor to those back to back titles, and he really was on that way. I agree with you going to stardom to the likes of Real Madrid and Bayern, where Robin, he'd probably be in everyone's top 3 or 4 wingers they've ever seen, but still, I thought he was still a star at Chelsea and in the Premier League. People would remember him for skill, silky play, and dazzling winger.
We all, it's like with the Henry thing, Thierry Henry used to come in and open his body and hit it with his right foot. And it's almost, it was what Robin used to cut in from he used to play on the right, and Ribery used to play on the left for Bayern, didn't they?
And he just couldn't stop him, though.
He couldn't stop it, even though he knew what was going to happen. He was so good, just, he'd take that extra touch and the defender would commit themselves. Just quality player. And we move on, lads, to the 11th place. He actually has the same amount of points as the person in 10th that actually makes the list, but only one person had him in the team, whereas 2 people had the number 10 in their team. So, Chrissy, I'm kind of surprised because no one else had him in the team. You had him quite high. Alexis Sanchez, you had him in number 7.
Great call.
Maybe his kind of reputation is tarnished by his time at United because it was so bad, but he was brilliant at Arsenal, wasn't he?
Yeah, I tried to take that out of my thinking, to be honest, because he was so great at Arsenal. I didn't want to hold it against him that he made maybe a bad move. I thought he was unbelievable at Arsenal. I just thought he was incredible to watch. So tricky, great flair, and he gave a new dimension to that Arsenal team. And I thought he did that for all the time he was really there at Arsenal. I thought there was little things maybe off the pitch, but he always delivered when he was on the pitch. And it was like when he went to Man United, it was like he was just a different player. I have him 7th. I kind of maybe feel that if he didn't go to Man United and he had went somewhere else after Arsenal, I think people probably think along the same lines myself or a bit differently. But I can understand why people would go against him, because at Man United he didn't deliver, and he wasn't great, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a good call. I didn't really think of, he was on my shortlist, but I didn't quite think about putting him in my top 10. Dix, you obviously probably didn't see the best of him at all, but when United were getting him, obviously you were mad excited, were you? Because I remember it was between yourselves and City about to get him at the time. It was a big deal.
Yeah, I was buzzing when we got him, but that was obviously short-lived after the first couple of games, and you just knew it wasn't really clicking, and I don't know if the wages was playing a factor in his head, if Mourinho was using him right or expecting too much of him, but it just never worked. Lukaku and Sanchez in the front three just didn't feel right at United.
Yeah, fair enough. Was that due
to him not being like at Arsenal? He was the main guy. He was the guy. Do you think at United that sort of,
yeah,
got to that bigger club? Like, he did hit 60 to 80 goals at Arsenal in the Premier League,
Step. I think you can always notice it in a player's posture and their expression. Like, he didn't look like he had it. Like you said, he was the main man. Everything went through him. They relied on him. But at United, I think he wasn't the biggest player of the team, maybe not even the top 3 big players in the team. And I think that affected him.
Yeah, and Chrissy, there's that story where when Suarez left Liverpool, we were supposed to get Alexis Sanchez. but we end up getting Balotelli and Ricky Lambert instead. So that haunts me still. Maybe I've just kind of blanked them from my mind because of that story. Move on to the actual top 10, lads. Number 10, only two of us had him in our team. We both had him in at number 9 in our teams, Dixon. He's won the league with two different teams. Obviously, that mad win with Leicester, where he was instrumental. I think he won the player of the year that year as well. But Riyad Mahrez, Dixon, yeah. I highly rate him. I have him in my top 10. You have him as well there.
Yeah, I really, really like him as a player. He's actually one of my favourite players to watch in the league. Just love the way he plays football. Has everything, I think. Bit of pace. He's got a bit of a nasty side to him as well. Like Robin did, he comes in off the right and you know where he's going to go every time, but he can still do it. And he's actually got a good shot on his right foot, I think. I think it's underrated. He scored a good few crackers now for City on his right foot. And have a few nights about him. Obviously, he was integral to that Foxes title. He both feet, and you just know what he's going to do, like I said before, but he can go either way. And the way he can stop and start defenders, it's just mesmerising to watch sometimes.
Yeah, Ken, I'm trying to think of why you guys didn't have me and you and Chrissy, but is it just the fact that he was just not good enough for your eyes, or maybe he doesn't play enough, you know, in that City team, maybe he's not starting every week. Does that play a factor, do you think?
Yeah,
you go, Chrissy, first.
It's the City factor regards switching him around all the time. It's like he's an unbelievable player. Like if I was to go on quality to watch, he's absolutely superb, but it's just the fact that, you know, it's Bernardo Silva one week, it's Foden the next. You know, it's very hard to put in players that are in and out, you know what I mean? And he is an in and out player in the City team to a certain extent. It's just the way Pep Guardiola does it. But, you know, in one way it's harsh, but in one way I kind of feel like, you know, I'd love Pep just to play him every week because he is quality. And I think it was a little bit of me thinking, but in the same time, you know, it is a little bit harsh. Maybe he's not in my top 10.
I have a feeling, Kenny, you might have captained him one week in fantasy football and he was left on the bench and maybe a bit sore about it.
Okay, for Mahrez, for me, mesmerising at Leicester, as you say. Dixon and the rest of you say the same thing. I just find him inconsistent at Man City, in and out of the side. He's got great qualities, but for me right now, I just couldn't put him in the top 10. I think there was better wingers. Would he be in my top 15? Even he wasn't in my top 15. He was 18th on my list that I drafted. But time will tell.
Yeah, we'll move on, lads. Mahrez had 4 points there total. I'll just let you know as well, the player who finished in first had 37 points. So it's actually a little bit closer. The player who finished in first got 37 points. The player who finished in second got 34 points. So it was quite close to the top there. But we'll move on. Another Man City player comes in here at number nine. He has 8 points. I think he made it into 3 out of 4 of our teams. Chrissy, you probably won't want to talk about Raheem Sterling too much, but you did have him in your team. I think, especially that title race against Liverpool, he was getting late goals and things like that. He was vital for City's title wins, maybe more so than Mahrez has been. But he was brilliant, wasn't he? Or he is brilliant.
Yeah, and I put him 9th, and I was looking at the team that I picked, and I was actually wondering, could I actually put him, you know, further up? Was I doing him a disservice? Because he's brilliant. I don't like him, obviously, but when he is on it, or he's a menace, and he can, you know, rip a defense apart with his pace so quickly and turn a game. You know, if Pep Guardiola changed the squad inside out, but like if you were to bring Sterling, an informed Sterling on a half time, like he could literally change the dynamic of the game completely, because now the defense nearly has to just sit deep because he is just a thorn in their side. You know, he wins fouls, wins penalties, he scores goals, pacing behind. You know, he's just a nightmare to play against. And at Liverpool, when Liverpool had him, he couldn't really finish those goals. He was missing them. And then it was something clicked with Pep, or Pep got the best out of him. And for that period of time, then he was just, you know, he was so much more complete in front of goal, and just became more of a complete forward, really. So, yeah, I have a 9, but... small bit of thinking back now, I think maybe he could have been a bit higher up, but terrific player.
Yeah, I think, Kenny, you didn't have him in your team, Sterling. I think he's coming up to 100 Premier League goals. You don't do you not rate him, or do you think he was close?
No, he was close. I just thought it was between him, Ljungberg, Duff. I thought Ljungberg had more influence on that Arsenal side at the time, the invincible side. But again, that could be a harsh decision on my point, because Sterling is brilliant player, rapid pace, scoring great goals. Pep has gotten me even higher. I thought Liverpool, he was on that way up the, you know, upward spiral, and then excelled since. So yeah, maybe looking back, that's a bad call on my part.
Well, fair enough. And Dixon, you had him in there as well, but we don't want to talk too much about Sterling, do we?
Not too much, no. Elliot, but I know the way you were upset now when Suarez, Coutinho left Liverpool. Did you feel the same when Sterling left?
Oh, yeah, I was upset, yeah. He wasn't, you know, at the top of his game, it didn't hurt me as much as Suarez did. Suarez killed me. I don't think I can take any more. If Mane puts in a transfer request or something, I think that's me done.
He has 103 goals in the league and 52 assists.
Oh, he has 100. Yeah, I had him in. I had to put him in. His goal record's ridiculous. I think he misses a lot of chances, but I think he gets in those positions because of his movement and things like that. So he's a quality player. And yeah. We move on, lads. So that was Sterling in ninth with 8 points. Move on to eighth place. He had 11 points. I think if this lad was playing in the Premier League for all his career, he'd be up there. Dixon, you loved him, I remember. I don't know what seasons they were, but Gareth Bale was electric in the league, wasn't he?
Oh, what a player. Like, if raw power and pace was a person, like, it would be Gareth Bale form. Absolute hammer of a left peg. Just remembering the goals against Stoke, where it comes across from the right-hand side and he's on the corner of the box, cuts across on the full volley. And I don't know who's in goal for Stoke. It must be Begovic or someone like that. It just flies past him. And then obviously got one for West Ham as well, where it's almost like a standing position and he just strikes it and smashes it in the top corner. But yeah, I only had him 10th. He definitely would have been higher, like you said, if he was in the league longer. That came into my thinking for a lot of the players I've selected. But yeah, great player on his day.
Yeah, I actually put him in 10th as well, in the same position as yourself. I just think it's similar to why I didn't put Suarez in my top 10 strikers, because he had two outstanding seasons in the Premier League. Now, Bale was always a good player, but them two seasons he had were ridiculous, especially that the one before he moved to Madrid. Chris, you have him very high. You have him in 6th place. You obviously were a big fan as well.
Yeah, I thought he was unbelievable. Like, when you think of players in world football who can change a game on their own, you obviously think of Messi, Ronaldo. You could say Hazard at times with Chelsea in the Premier League. I look at Salah maybe now. I think Gareth Bale with Spurs is probably something Spurs never had. And he was just a world-class game changer. He could win the game on his own. And he did it for Spurs for a lot of games. And I just think the Premier League's had great players, but those kind of world-class game changers, and he was just brilliant to watch. You know, I just think Bale was just out of this world. And because I just think when you think back at the Spurs time, he was just unbelievable. And even if it was two seasons, those two seasons he delivered, other players might have been good, but across maybe 5 or 6 seasons, but those two seasons were remarkable, like as Dixon said.
Yeah, and we all had him in our team.
I think he had three outstanding seasons. I think I had him at 7th, Elliot, but he had three definitely outstanding seasons. Player, he was in the team of the year 3 times. UEFA team of the year 2011 and 2013 at Spurs, you know, at a small club. He was able to do that. And
you have to get that in there.
He did score 53 goals, 22 assists. He played 166 games there. Started out left back, remember, but he outstanding, absolutely mesmerizing player to watch. He was, as you say, raw power and pace, Dixon. That man had it at Spurs before he even went to Madrid, and he was a joy to watch, even though it was playing with a small club.
And he retired Maicon in one night, didn't he, at San Siro?
Oh, brilliant.
I know that wasn't Premier League, but I remember watching that.
Hard to mention.
And Real Madrid had to have him, didn't they? He was the one they had to have at the time. But yeah, crazy. Like, and he did really well in Spain. But that's what I said. He probably, if he had played in his Premier League, the Premier League all his career, maybe we'd have him higher up.
But if he didn't focus so much on golf, maybe.
Yeah. What's his order? Wales, golf, Real Madrid.
Madrid.
I obviously me and Chrissy have bad memories of Bale and the Karius instance. But,
oh my God!
So we move swiftly on here to happier times, because a Liverpool player comes in number 7 with 15 points. We all had him in our team. You might have guessed that I like this player, but Sadio Mane.
That was Varane. Sorry,
Varane. He named just he's my strikers. Don't worry, he's my strikers. Mane. Obviously, I'm a big fan. I love his intensity. He's a Golden Boot winner. I think that year we won the league, he was our best attacking player. I know Van Dijk was getting a lot of the plaudits and obviously Salah, but that season we won the league. I thought Mane was our best attacking player. Kenny, you had him in. Are you a fan of Mane?
Yeah, I am. I think he's a fantastic player. That I really do rate him highly. 103 goals, I think it is, at Liverpool in the Premier League. 37 assists. He's won a couple of trophies there. 3 Team of the Year's, Golden Boot, UEFA Team of the Year. At that season at Liverpool, that you won the title. Outstanding. He has that pace and skill. Really, he does have that skill that he links with Salah, Mane, and Firmino so well. It's the best trio I've seen since Ronaldo, Tevez, and Rooney. Probably not as good, but up there. And he's key, integral part to it, all right. So, terrific player.
Dixon, yourself, you had him in the team. You had him in number 7 there.
Yeah. Like Kenny said, 103 goals, 37 assists, and that's in 249 Premier League appearances. So, like, he's doing goal involvement more than 1 and 2 a game. So, you can't ask much more from a winger. And he's just got that real eye for goal. Like, I know there was times when maybe a couple of seasons ago, they were saying he was too greedy, but like that's what makes the best players in the world, and he is definitely one of them, definitely one of the best wide players in the world. And just that pace and power he has is just frightening.
Chrissy, give me a few more Mane comments there. Compliments.
I what I love about Mane the most, and particularly with Liverpool, was unpredictability. There was times where he got the ball and it looked like he didn't know what he was going to do with the ball, but defenders were just caught everywhere because he could go on his left down the wing, he could cut on his right, he could do 1-2, he could try anything. And I just think for a defender, he is an absolute nightmare to mark, because you just don't know what way he's kind of going to go at you on that wing. Gets goals, gets assists, pace, power. He's got a little bit of a nasty side in him too, which I like. He gets stuck in, he does the kind of the job tracking back, if there's a
ball deeper,
he goes for it. Like,
yeah, and Azpilicueta's black eye will show that. We'll illustrate your point, Chrissy, but we'll move on, lads. I enjoyed that.
Hold on, Elliot, in one word, if you had to pick Salah or Mane.
Oh,
in one word, but I don't want to impress Dixon. Right, lads, we move on there for you.
He's not going to even answer it.
Which depends, right? Where do you have Mane on your list?
I have, you'll see, I obviously have Mane below Salah in my list.
Oh, sure, you go, that's your answer.
So I don't want to say the words, but.
Fair enough.
We move on, because it's a bit of a surprise, I wouldn't say it wasn't a big grenade this year week now as it was with the Scholes one, but you might get a few pelters for this, Chrissy, because in 6th place with 18 points is David Beckham, and you didn't have him in your top 10, Chrissy.
What?
I didn't, no, because the majority of his years were the 90s. I think he went to Real Madrid in 2002. I was 10 years old when he left. So, I've looked at clips of David Beckham, and if you want me to go by clips or his Real Madrid time, and you're talking to me about wingers, he's probably in the world. He could be my top 10. But if I'm going to be honest, and I'm not going to talk about the clips I've seen and what I actually seen when I was watching the Premier League, I didn't see enough of David Beckham. And that's like compared to the other players that I've picked in my top 10, I definitely didn't see enough of David Beckham. You know, for his Real Madrid time, I've seen an awful lot more and his brilliance. And I've obviously seen the clips back of Man United in the 90s and the early 2000s, which I've seen bits and bobs. But, you know, if I was going to be, I suppose, drawn in on that, look, he's in my team 100%. But I just didn't see enough for me at all when I was watching.
Fair enough.
Can I ask you a question, Lucy?
Of course you can.
Did you have Perez in your team?
He played till 2006.
Beckham played 2003, though, and you at least had 4 good years looking at him. And Perez, you can't. No. Perez's best years wasn't 2005-6.
From what I've seen, I remember a lot more of Perez. Based on what I remember, and I just, whether I turned off for David Beckham or not, I don't know, or I was obsessed with the Invincibles team.
Arsenal fan, yeah.
Just imagine Chrissy as soon as United come on the telly straight off. 10 years old, throws the telly off.
Well, you'll see from my list, I do have Man United players on my list, so it's not as if it's just an anti-Man United call.
Kenna, it's rare. It's right when I think of Beckham, I think of the word wand and wand of a right foot. You usually hear wand of a left foot, wouldn't you? But Beckham was class. Like he was brilliant, Kenny. You had him in, Kenny. Where'd you have him? You had him quite high, Kenny. You had him in fourth.
Definitely.
No-brainer for you?
No-brainer. Beckham is one of the most gifted, decorated footballers to play in the Premier League. He's the definition of underrated. The crossing, best crosser of a ball, probably in world football, that you'll see. Passing range, him to cross field balls to Giggs, then playing Cole during the years, Van Nistelrooy. You know, the free kicks, of course, we all talk about. And Beckham will be known, of course, for his free kicks because the bend, curl, but that's art. You know, I just thought, of course, the goal against Wimbledon stands out, but great engine to go up and down that right mid. I couldn't speak highly enough of Beckham. I just think, what a player. What a player.
Yeah, he was quality. Dixon, I know you kind of jumped in to ask Christy a question there, but look, he was... I remember Beckham, he was so good. He had a bit of bite about him as well because he had needle in him as well. He had everything.
I definitely seen
enough of Beckham, but you obviously have terrific memories of him.
I have terrible memories of him too, like because it was the first player I got properly upset about, you know, when he left United. But like Kenna said, probably the best crosser in world football. Like he is the best crosser in world football ever. Every kid wanted to be Beckham. Like he was the Premier League's poster boy for the 90s and early 2000s. And you know what? Like you said, he had bite. He was actually a real leader and a warrior on the pitch as well. Like you said, he had a nasty side to him and he captained England for so long as well. Mm-hmm. But I think Kenna said all about him, so I don't need to say much more. And I think Chrissy should be on the bench for the next podcast as well.
Last thing I'll say on Beckham though, I think he deserves more credit than just his cross. He was walk rate second to none. Good dribbler as well that people, you know, focus on. But if you can hit a ball to anyone on their head or just on a play, what more do you want from a player? Wasn't just about his stats. Like, and he still had great stats at United: 62 goals, 80 assists.
A different position as well. Like he was right midfielder. Like, you know, he wasn't a winger. Absolutely. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. He still had great stats in his time in the league.
Yeah.
Deserves far more credit than he gets. I was always a massive fan of Beckham.
He had a great relationship with Chrissy Neville down that right side as well. The overlap and run. But even, as you said, Dixon, when even today, if you see Kevin De Bruyne whipping a ball, or Trent Alexander-Arnold, everyone would say, oh, it's the Beckham-esque ball. Yeah, you know, it's like almost like, you know, the McAlealy role. These things are just ingrained because of how good he was. I thought he was brilliant. I think maybe because of all this media stuff and the fact that he left the league, maybe people don't look back on him as fondly. Similar to Keane, maybe. If you look up Keane on YouTube, it's just his road trips with Micah Richards. If you look up Beckham on YouTube, which I'm sure you have, Dixon, I'm not sure if it's all football-related, so... Maybe history won't be as kind to him about how good of a player he was. But in our sixth place, boys, 18 points. Next player in fifth place, he had a big jump here to 27 points. Chrissy would have watched him for years and years now. I loved Perez. I think I had Perez the highest out of everyone. I had him in third place of my all-time. I thought he was brilliant. I think that left side that Arsenal had in the Invincibles before, where they had, you know, Ashley Cole, Perez, and Henry used to drift out into that left side as well. That was unplayable. Carragher always said it was the toughest team he ever played against. I thought Perez was unbelievable. I won't talk too much about him because, Chrissy, you have years of watching him.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant flair player. Loved watching him going down the wing, especially in the 05-06 season. I thought he was absolutely fantastic.
I actually
think that was his best season. Thought he was fantastic. Very inventive player.
Nine appearance there, lad. So I don't know what you said about fantastic. That was zero goals there in that season.
I'm obviously cutting back at Dixon, but however, look, great player. I loved watching him, and I always remember I think it's the Andy Gray commentary where he lobs the keeper.
Yeah,
I just think it's a great goal. I have always really fond memory of that, and you know, great player, loved him.
Yeah, brilliant. I can't remember what the commentary was, but I remember it being. I can't remember what it was now. But it was brilliant.
Take a boo, son. Did he say that?
I think that was the Stevie goal.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I'll tell you how good that Gerrard goal was to get an Evertonian, a former Everton player, like that. But we'll move on. But we'll actually keep talking about Perez. Unbelievable, Kenny, wasn't he?
Amazing, absolute genius, genius on the ball. That, genius, as you say, that's the word I'd use for Perez, genius. Again, that link up with Henri and Ashley Cole, especially, and then Bergkamp as well, to get the, you know, true balls. Ljungberg, the other side, such a threat, but Perez himself did so much good work. He was Football Writers Player of the Year in 2001 season. You know, goes probably unseen. 198 games in the league, 41 assists, 62 goals. What's that if you do your maths on that?
1-2, really?
Yeah, two Premier League titles. The way I just describe here is a genius.
Yeah, it's a good word to describe him. He actually had 14, I think he had double figures in goal. I think it was 14 in three consecutive seasons. And as Dixon, you mentioned, obviously, it was left of a front four or of a midfield four, wasn't it? Like a front three kind of thing.
Yeah.
So obviously that makes his figures even more impressive. Yeah. You obviously had him down there as well. You had him in number five, so you obviously had a big fan of him as well.
Oh, yeah, like Perez was silk. He was the first kind of wide player that I thought was a playmaker as well. Like, you know, going back to like Beckham and other wide men back in the day, like they were up and down the wing, they were linking up with the midfield, whipping balls in. But I think Perez, he loved to drift inside and make things happen with Bergkamp and on Henry, like you said. Like, I thought he was a real playmaker from that wide area. And, you know, the only travesty is that how did Arsenal not win the Champions League with that squad? Because when you're thinking back to that left-hand side even, and Bergkamp in the middle, and you have Ljungberg making runs on the other side, how did they not win the Champions League?
Yeah, that I think that the 2006 final when Arsenal lost, lads, I think, obviously, Lehmann gets sent off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And they actually have to take off Perez in the final. He's the one that's kind of sacrificed. So, you know, maybe there would be, maybe if that didn't happen, maybe we'd be sitting here with Arsenal as a Champions League, a former Champions League winner, but not the case. But Perez was brilliant. Look, he's in our fifth place by 27 points. So the player in fourth place, lads, he only has 1 point more than Perez. He has 28 points. We all had him in our team, of course. Kenny, you had him number one. Obviously, no surprise you have Hazard there, Kenny. What a player.
I'm a bit shocked at that now, to be honest.
Shocked that you had him as number one?
I think this is a bit of a Paul Scholes debacle from last week, to be honest with you. Flashbacks of this. This is a guy that was the best player in the league for 6 out of 7 years. You're talking about longevity, but he was third best player in the world. You know, this is what all the, you know, main people said was the man, and as many people say, what you need to do on the big occasion, that's when it defined greatness. as Dixon's famous words last week, he appreciated greatness. This guy did it for that amount of time in the league. He took the scruff of the neck for Chelsea. The reason why we won trophies, two Premier Leagues in his time there, two Europa Leagues and FA Cup, was Eden Hazard. Without Hazard, we wouldn't have won trophies. And, you know, he has loads of awards. PL Team of the Year. He was in the Premier League Team of the Decade. You know, UEFA Team of the Year twice. Playmaker of the Year twice in the Premier League. Player of the Year. Guy had so much more than everything that you know, I just think it's a bit of an agenda on this one. I had a feeling this would pop up. Best dribbler I've seen in the Premier League with Ronaldo. Serious pace, upper body strength, goal against Arsenal, West Ham stand out for me. The one against you guys, he scored 7 goals against you guys in big games. Remember the one in the Cup, Elliot, that he just took the ball himself, came on, he was 2 minutes on the pitch, bang. That's what greatness there. He had played and adapted to several managers, you know, he had several managers at Chelsea. He had adapted different systems, but he was still able to do so. Where you look at other wingers that played under one, he was able to do it under so many. Got 1 finals alone. I remember the one against United, Dixon, Phil Jones, the penalty. Hazard was number one for me.
Best ever winger or wide man in the penalties ever seen, you think? You have no number one?
Definitely. Absolutely. And as Carragher said, and Neville, he was the best player in the league for the time he was in the league. No question.
I have Hazard highly rated. I have him fourth as all
time. I know what you're going to say later on, and I'm going to crucify you for it.
What do you want to say later on?
We'll see.
Tell me that.
No, we'll go to when it comes up. I don't know what's going to come up. So
I don't think we'll spend too much time on Hazard because you've taken up too much of it.
Well, I tell you, the guy had everything. Great playmaker. You don't win these things. He took responsibility, lad. Games he won on his own. He was like, Gary Neville compared him to Cantona. Like, you know, this is the guy that took things by the scruff of the neck in the big occasions. Won games single-handedly, won 2 Premier Leagues, as I said, won all these awards, Europa Leagues, did it all. Without Hazard, we wouldn't have been up there. I think Trent recently came out and said his hardest opponent, no question, Eden Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and a lot of other defenders and players have said it. De Bruyne said the best player he's played with, Hazard, as in all over because of with Belgium. The guy was exceptional. And for doing it for so many years, lad, I don't think you're taking into account on that. I don't think any of you are taking into account because I had a feeling this would pop up. This is worse than Paul Scholes' agenda that you are doing here now, in my opinion.
Dixon kind of mentions it. It's a bit of a backlash from the Paul Scholes thing. Do you think he has any truth in that?
No, I don't think so. I have Hazard 6th. I think the 5 players will win. If I had to pick a squad of 11, I'd rather have the 5 ahead over him. I think he went missing when Chelsea finished 10th in the league. And when you're being man-marked out of the game by Ander Herrera, I think that should drop you down a few places.
That is definitely worse than Paul Scholes' agenda there, right there. 6th. Are you mad? Absolutely, mad. No. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that is. I think you need glasses for that one, lad.
No, I say it's quite good actually.
I think
we've all put him in really highly. There's no doubt about that. We've all had him really high. That last season with Chelsea, unbelievable he was. Who was the man? What's his name? I can't remember his name. Sorry. Was smoke all the fags.
Sorry.
Yeah, couldn't remember his name there. He was brilliant that season. Like he was. I think he's played them all. He's played them all over the front three. He played as a false 9.
That was the one season we played good. But I'd say with Hazard, good. I mean, we played counter attack up to that with Conte, Mourinho, Benitez, hitting. You know, he went through 3 different managers the year. We finished 10th. So, but every other year, you don't go as every other man, as every other pundit would say, the best player in the league for that period of time. So 6th is an absolute farce. I stick by that.
Good man.
Chrissy, you have him in fifth place. Obviously, I think we're getting away from the fact that we all have him really highly on our list. We all want to say kind of good things about Hazard. Chrissy, held him in fifth, obviously, you obviously highly rate him. Why do you think it hasn't worked out for him at Real Madrid? Is it injuries or?
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those where he's very comfortable at Chelsea and was excellent at Chelsea. And when you move, there's no guarantees. And when he moved to Real Madrid, obviously, whether it was the training, it was unlucky or whatever went wrong for him, he had bad luck with injuries. You know, you can take a guess whether he's unlucky or it's the training sessions or the physio or whatever it is, but it just really went wrong for him at Real Madrid. And he just hasn't been the same player, which is a shame because I share in what the two boys have said regards incredible player to watch. His dribbling, shooting, you know, big games, incredible player. And it's definitely a shame that he just hasn't reached those heights again with Real Madrid. And you'd be hoping for himself that he can recuperate and maybe go possibly back to Chelsea or to another club where he could kind of regain his form and brilliance again so we could, you know, watch him at his best.
Yeah, definitely. So that's Hazard in number four, lads. 28 points. We have the next player. He finished on the in third of our total list, with 30 points. Dixon, you had him as number one, Ryan Giggs. Are you going to give? Is it going to be another tirade from you this time, or like Kenneth did about Hazard, or what do you think? You had Giggs number one anyway.
Yeah, went for Giggs number one. Obviously, 23 seasons at the top. I think a lot of people kind of remember him obviously for his later years, but you have to remember he retired at a top club in United. Like, he didn't ever drop down the league and was still playing a lot of games for United even in those later seasons. He was every type of winger during his career as well. Like, so we're talking about the likes of Beckham. He was he did that job. He did likes what Pires did, came inside, made a bit of a playmaker. He was Ferguson's probably most relied upon player during his whole tenure at United. So I think that's saying a lot as well. Anytime we were a couple of goals up or the game was kind of done, like, Giggs would be the first man hooked because Ferguson was trying to look after him the most. So that's why reasons I had him for number one. Probably not the most technically gifted player out of all, out of some of them 10. But longevity was a huge thing for me, especially as a winger, because is the stamina and fitness and injuries you get as a winger is usually you're more high risk. So that was my main reason going for Giggs.
Yeah, and was it 13 league titles or something, is it? Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
13 leagues, yeah.
Yeah, and crazy. It's actually funny because you, Dixon, you had Hazard 6. Kenny, you had Giggs 6. So you had each other's number one.
Farce. He went into midfield about 5 years into, you know, what we watched, Dixon. The 90s, he was... You know, you watch clips of the 90s, the one against Arsenal, all these things. You know, I've nothing but good things to say about Gig. Most probably decorated footballer in the league that for years and years. But he more so went inside when Nani was there. He had Tevez, Ronaldo, Rooney. Giggs was that inside winger. He wasn't out-and-out winger for United for many years that we watched, maybe four, from 2000 onwards. And I do think he could, you know, great link up with Beckham, especially York and Cole. And, you know, I have nothing but good things to say. The Manchester Derby stands out where he lays the pass inside to Michael Owen, who finishes the ball. What a pass. Last minute of the game, wasn't it? Last kick of the game?
97 minutes.
Yeah, he's record.
He's in early time anyway.
Record assists in the Premier League, 162, scored in 20 plus years. Nothing but good things to say about Ryan Giggs.
Chris, you had him actually second in your all-time list. Maybe I would have had him higher myself if it was based on his career and things like that, but what do you think yourself?
Yeah, maybe I took his career into consideration when I was doing it, but I always thought Giggs was incredible dribbler, great on the ball. It says a lot about him as well that he could come into centre midfield from playing as a winger, because you usually think of a winger maybe being fancy going down the wing, but to be able to adapt and come into the centre midfield and still be able to do a great job, kind of control the play and do your part for the squad where you're that bit older, you know, he was able to manage himself really well. And I think that's an excellent credit to him to be able to do that. And just such, I suppose, great memories looking back for Giggs, point of view, assists. Like, people always go on about the stats and his goals, but yeah. I think if you just watch the game, to be fair, you'd have to say, if you just watch the game, he was absolutely brilliant and a brilliant player, and you can, you know, pick out things if you want to. But, you know, for those of us that actually sat down and watched Ryan Giggs and what he was about, he was excellent and always delivered as well. Reliable, as Dixon said.
Yeah, right. Reliable, consistent. Like, you don't play at a club like that for, especially how good United were for those years. You know, if you're not absolutely top quality player, maybe history won't look kindly on him if you look at his stats. I didn't actually bother looking at his stats because I know they're not great if you actually weigh them against some of the other people's numbers. No, I mean, like, as in per season. You know, it's not
judged only on goals like the two Liverpool boys last week.
No, I said I didn't look at his stats, Kenny. Come on. I said I didn't look at his stats. You're the one to have your stat book out for Hazard's life story there.
Yeah, I have a stat book out, but last week it was, you know, it wasn't about stats, and we'll wait and see what happens now in a few minutes, won't we?
Yeah, well, I said it wasn't about stats, and I continued that with the Giggs team. We move on anyway, lads. Giggs in at number 3 with 30 points to set. Obviously, we probably know who the top two are. Just obviously second place with 34 points, obviously 3 points off the top. And none of us had him as our best winger or wideman we've ever seen. But he comes in at number 2. It's a current player. It's Mo Salah. Absolutely brilliant. For me, I think he could, because of he obviously still in the league, he actually could go up in this list. But I suppose we do have him in second, so he could eclipse the man who's at number 1, but I won't mention his name. We all know who he is, of course. This lad has 2 golden boots. He's on for his 3rd golden boot. I think he actually could win the way things are going. He could win the next Ballon d'Or if he stays the way he's going now. But obviously, let's see where he's having boys. Kenny, you have him in second. I have him in second as well. Yeah. I know we kind of talk really highly about Salah. And the fact that he got away, you said it was one of Mourinho's mistakes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But again, I'm not just judging stats-wise. That's the question I'd ask for you, Elliot, where you look at Hazard's, you know, stats compared to Salah, more than just stats like it was with Gerrard and Lampard. Hazard was far more technical and, you know, done it for more years in the Premier League than Salah has right now. I think Salah could go to number 1. Definitely second in my list. Everything he's done, game changer. Out and out goal scorer, that inside role, and he's played with Firmino and Mane, great dribbler. The pockets he finds, top talent, absolutely deserves to be there.
Yeah, let me see. Dixon and Wexford, you both have him in number 3. Dixon, could he go up in your list?
I think history will be favourable to Salah, especially if he keeps going the way he is going. 20-plus seasons as a winger is a very impressive 113 goals in 179 games is a crazy record from out wide in the Premier League, especially. And like you said, like Ewan kind of said, like, fabulous player, like, great dribbler and unbelievable upper body strength, can hold off any centre half, could even play with back to goal if he wants, and brings players into play quite well when he does actually pass the ball. So yeah, definitely could go up in future.
Yeah, but we said selfish was a sign of good player. Chrissy, obviously you have him in third, actually. Obviously it's still you have him in third here all time. And what do you think of Salah?
I love him really because he's fantastic, but I hate choosing players or having to choose players that are playing right now because I just feel like so much can happen. Like we were talking about Sanchez there earlier and how he went to United and just everything changed. Like if Salah had a bad year or two, it could change people's mind. But at this present moment, like he's playing Ballon d'Or worthy football, I would nearly say, at this rate, with the goals he's scoring, how exciting he is. I know maybe Dixon and Kenna were critical maybe of him a year or two ago for going to the ground quite easy, but you have to give credit where it's due. He's just getting on with the game and just delivering every single game for Liverpool. And the goals he's getting, you know, when we talk about stats sometimes, like they're not just tap-ins. They're some of the goals are absolutely amazing. Like the dribble again, Man City, that he scored was just just so classy.
Big games as well, even this season, away to Chelsea, away to United. Yeah. He scored, obviously, Champions League final and semi-finals and things like that. So, what a player. Look, we've all have Salah in there. He finishes in second in our all-time list. But I think a couple more seasons, he could actually eclipse the man that's in number one. It's actually, that's what I was saying to you at the start, lads, that you'd be surprised the two of us actually have the same number one. Me and Chrissy have Ronaldo as number one.
Oh, very surprised.
So, Dix, obviously, Kenny with Hazard and Dixon had Giggs. Now, you can fight about that later, boys. It's all right. We'll talk about Ronaldo for a while. I probably can't do him justice, Ronaldo, in the league. Dixon, you might be able to, you might probably have more kind of stats and things to back up how much of a freak he was in the league.
Yeah, I think Ronaldo kind of redefined what was expected from wide areas in terms of goals, assists, whatever you want. And we talk about these kind of wingers, they score, they kind of score similar goals. They're cutting in off one wing and placing it in the bottom or the near corner. Ronaldo scored every type of goal. And he was a huge part of one of United's most successful ever periods with the Champions League and three in a row. So I have him second at the moment, but I get like that. My top five or six could go anyway, depending on what day of the week it is. Like, I could have had Ronaldo first, I could have had Beckham first, but I went for Giggs this time. But Ronaldo, like, I'm sure what he went on to do at Real Madrid is just testament to how good he actually was.
Yeah, Kenny, you obviously agree there. I think you said he's probably the best player you've ever seen, but obviously, definitely, a lot of that time would have been at Real Madrid. But where do you have him third in your list? You actually have Salah ahead of Ronaldo, kind of. But how good was Ronaldo?
Ronaldo was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I think sublime skills. I think the 12.24 million he signed from Sporting is probably the biggest bargain the Premier League has seen.
Robbery.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, I don't know about kind of what Dixon said there. I might have forgot. But I think he was the main reason, Dixon. We won back-to-back titles. And then suddenly Ronaldo hit another level with Rooney. The link up there, and like, dazzling skills, took center stage, goals, assists. Then again, you went on to another level when Tevez came and you won that Champions League against us in Moscow. I just, like, 42 goals in all competitions, I think, that year. Yeah. And again, when you went to Real Madrid, I just thought in the Premier League, he had three probably outstanding seasons. He was growing and growing and growing. And then when he left United, I think after a Champions League defeat this time, but 80 million to Real Madrid, went on the GOAT status and is the GOAT for me of all time. Absolutely.
Yeah, he went on to a different level altogether. Him and Messi, weren't they? Just the two GOATs, as you say, kind of. Chrissy, me and yourself had him as number one, but obviously you have Ronaldo one. Top player, best player you've ever seen in the league, winger-wise. Do you think anyone will ever catch him?
There's question marks.
In the Premier League, I mean.
Yeah, in the Premier League. Well, look, if Salah keeps up what he's doing, he could possibly outdo him, but you have to remember, like, Ronaldo got a Ballon d'Or while playing in the Premier League, you know, which is a huge thing to get. And I think at that time, Messi, you know, you remember the Champions League final with Messi, you know, with Barcelona, where the Bet United, like, Messi was really, really in people's eyes, all people's eyes nearly at that stage, to GOAT. And Ronaldo kind of hit a level where he outdid him and deserved to win a Ballon d'Or. And, like, that level for me has never been reached by anybody else in the Premier League. I thought that was just, he was just amazing. I always think of that counter-attacking goal with Rooney, where the dude are kind of their 1-2 and they counterattack, and it's just incredible. Wow. He was just so good to watch. And I don't like when people say, I know it's an easy thing for a Liverpool fan like me to say, oh, he only became good when he went to Real. The last three years at Man United were just out of this world. You know, I don't think, before that we talk about all those great players, but I don't think anyone hit that height he hit like he did in the last 3 years in the Premier League with United. Unbelievable.
I think he brought stepovers back into the Premier League. He was like the king of stepovers, the best leap I've ever seen of a player. Even at United, he had a great leap. okay, he obviously got stronger and bulker, you know. I think he was the first player at United to ever win FIFA World Player of the Year, in which was a crazy thing too. But when it comes to Ronaldo, what can you say? What more can you add? It's just everyone said everything. Goat for me. Goat.
Fair enough, lads. Look, that's our top 10. I'll run through the top 10 here. Number 10, it's Mahrez. Number 9, Sterling. Number 8, Bale. Number 7, Mane. 6 is Beckham. 5 is Perez. 4 is Hazard. 3 is Giggs. 2 is Salah. And 1 is Cristiano Ronaldo. So yeah, that's it, lads. That's all done.
Thanks for listening to the Flatback 4 podcast. There you have it, Ronaldo at number 1. Let us know what you think. Can Salah ever eclipse Ronaldo's time in the Premier League? And who would you have, Giggs or Hazard?